When we think of test prep, I think that we often think of the content that students need to master prior to the testing dates and ways that we have to get them to obtain that core knowledge, all so that they can be able to score the highest score possible on that test. Well, this type of intense focus oftentimes will result in a process called drill and kill, whether that process is planned or whether it happens unintentionally. One aspect that I truly feel is not priority or not focused on leading up to and during testing season is test anxiety. This is a real issue that kids are facing, and it seems to occur earlier and earlier in our students. So I am going to be diving into the signs of test anxiety, some of the major causes, and strategies that will really help to remedy and reduce this overwhelming and daunting emotion that they are feeling. If you need ideas to boost confidence and calm those nerves in your classroom, I will meet you inside.
Welcome to the Literacy Dive Podcast, a podcast for educators who want to take a deeper dive into all things reading and writing instruction. I'm your host, Megan, a true lover of all things literacy. Join me each week as we dive into teaching tips, engaging ideas, and actionable step-by-step strategies and examples to help you close the gap and lead confidently with best practices. I'm all about keeping things simple and digestible so that you can implement what you learn here as soon as tomorrow. Are you ready? Let's dive in.
Welcome to the Literacy Dive Podcast. If you are new here, and welcome back if you are a returner, I am so grateful that you have chosen to tune in to this episode specifically because anxiety is real in adults, it's real in students, but it's really real when it's also connected to that state test that your students are going to have to face. Or honestly, any test. It's not always just that state test, it can be any form of assessment. But I'm so grateful that you're here because I am certain that you have a student in mind that you can pinpoint, you can close your eyes and visualize who does have anxiety around taking tests. I personally think that far too long we wait to tackle test preparation at the last minute when at that point in time, it's really too late. This definitely goes for the test content that students are expected to master and be able to perform, but I also feel like this goes for the other component, which is preparation. So today's topic is going to tackle a bit of a different approach and focus on a really big feeling that kids face, like I said, test anxiety. Now, in episode 162, I shared ways that you could focus on mastering those basic core writing skills and getting them prepared as best as you can before that test. And in episode 163, last week, I shared how to work through the testing prompts and understand exactly what it's asking and how to tackle it. So today, we are going to be feeling all the feels in that emotional component around testing, which is anxiety. I think along with anything that you are trying to unpack, it's really important that in order to unpack this, we have to think about what does this look like in students? What is this? It's also imperative that we identify it and we take action so that students do not have to experience this and manage it on their own, because let's be real, this is big, bigger than themselves. We will have to first start by understanding what test anxiety is, and I want to leave a disclaimer right here, right now, that I am not a healthcare professional, I am not a doctor, I am not a psychologist, but as someone who has test anxiety and who has taught several years and several students who have experienced bad cases of test anxiety, I feel that what I'm going to share today has validity and it's going to be relatable. And it's going to provide you with some starting steps, some action items that you can do literally immediately for your students. And thinking about the future, these things can be put in place far before this season ever rolls around. So when it comes to understanding test anxiety, you have to first identify what those signs can be that lets you know that anxiety is present. Anxiety in kids can oftentimes look similar to adults, but in a school setting, a child's grown-up isn't present. They're not there to observe what their child is doing in the classroom, so they can't see those signs, and this is something that you're front line in front of, and you have to start becoming aware of in order to really, really support them. Test anxiety manifests in students as nervousness, forgetfulness, or even as physical symptoms like headaches and sore stomachs. Being aware of some of these signs can help you to recognize that anxiety is a high probability in your students early on, and that early on detection can allow a process to begin that is going to provide them with tools and strategies that really can help them versus waiting until it's maybe too late. I will share that there are many factors that can contribute to test anxiety or anxiety in general, but exploring the common causes of this include fear of failure, lack of preparation, and even previous negative experiences that developed because of that test. So think about your nerves. When you're nervous, you really can't focus on anything that is right in front of you. You are focused on something else that is far greater than what you can typically manage. When you are being forgetful, when you're forgetting homework, when you're forgetting that you walked out without a jacket, well, that's automatically gonna spiral you into a place of just not feeling the best to start that day, but also it is because your mind is preoccupied and the normal things that you would be accountable for doing, like packing up your backpack, grabbing your lunch, grabbing your jacket, doing all of those processes that we know how to do, well, when something else is preoccupying our mind, those things are just kind of falling at the wayside, and it can really severely throw off your mood. It can throw off your day. But it's not that I'm just not paying attention to detail and I'm just rushing and I just want to get out of the house in a hurry. It is that there's other things that are happening in my brain and in my emotions, and it's causing me to not be able to follow my normal routine. And trust me, I have written my fair share of nurse's notes due to stomach aches, headaches, and all of these illnesses and ailments that automatically appear once I'm getting ready to do something that is going to prepare us for the test. And so it is very easy to say, there's nothing wrong with you. I'm not sending you to the nurse. Nope, you're going to sit here and do it. But these emotions that start arriving, it is not that I want to get a headache or I want my stomach to hurt. Who wants that? But these things just happen, and you have to know how to support your students through it versus just calling their bluff and saying, nope, I'm not sending you. I've sent you every day this week. There truly is something going on. And that could be one big sign for you that this student is battling anxiety and needs some tools and strategies in order to help process that. Now, I am not naive, and I have definitely had my fair share who really just wanted to get out of class and wanted to say that things were happening and things were hurting, and that was not the case. But use your best judgment. If you have certain students that you don't have those behaviors from, and then all of a sudden this is happening, then this might be a clear sign that anxiety is playing a role here, and then you will have to figure out how you're going to proceed. I know that the goal would be to mitigate test anxiety for the rest of time if it were possible, but unfortunately, we do not have that power. However, we do have the power to tap into students and provide them with strategies to reduce the anxiety. So let's get right into that. I am quickly interrupting this episode to share about the new and oh so improved All Access membership site for the Daily Writing Disguise. This is going to be your go-to resource library for all things writing prompts, increasing writing stamina, and for sparking writing interest and engagement. All Access means just that. When joining,
you will get immediate access to every single writing activity that has ever been created in this program, along with all future activities that are constantly in the works. I am keeping it simple for you, giving you everything that you need to provide meaningful writing experiences for your students. And each activity, you're gonna love this, can be completed in 10 minutes or less. Tested, tried, and true, I fully believe that you will see results and your students will be asking you to let them write. Head to theliteracydive.com/join to learn more about this game-changing writing membership. The first strategy that I want to talk about to reduce anxiety is preparation and practice. Regular low-stakes practice is going to be necessary to build that familiar sense and the confidence that's going to need to accompany that test with seeing that testing format and the types of comprehension questions and prompts that could be present. So with keeping this top of mind, you could go ahead and start do some form of this practice on a regular basis. And if you're doing it regularly, then it's not going to appear to be that drill and kill where it's just continuous, back to back to back for long spans of time in order to prepare. But that regular basis practice is going to prevent the last minute overwhelmed pressure and that nonstop test prep that you might have fallen victim to. If you feel it, guess what? Your students can feel it too. So this would actually benefit you as well, along with your students. The next strategy to incorporate is relaxation techniques. You will want to formally introduce these simple relaxation styles by name and by its purpose. Saying what it's called, whether it's the formal name or just a certain type of breathing or a certain type of stretch, and then you want to tell what the purpose is going to be, which is, why am I going to do this? What should I feel as a result? You will need to share with your students that these techniques can be used before, during, and even after their test. These can include deep breathing exercises, positive images or imagery that students are visualizing, and stretching exercises to reduce that physical tension. It can also include placing focus on something, like if you have a calm jar, which are just those jars that might have different glitter and different types of items that float in the water to come from the top to the bottom, or if you have something similar to like a lava lamp where they can just look at the different colors and the different textures going up and down. That is going to help remove the focus from the scariness of the test onto something else that is positive and that's calming, and that should remove some of that tension, some of that pressure, and bring that heart rate down and just allow students to get down to a level of stability within their emotions and a place where they can be able to process and breathe at a normal rate. And by the end of this, it will mean that they have learned how to manage those big emotions and they are calm. The important thing to tell them too is that they can take breaks as much as they need, and it can be done right in the comfort of their seat. Something that I feel is super undervalued is the strength of an affirmation. You can begin this process of teaching your students to use positive affirmations or positive self-talk, all to boost their confidence and reduce negative thoughts about their performance. This can be as simple as having them say and respond, "I am intelligent," possibly saying this in a mirror where they can look right at themselves, or even writing this down on paper. Having to take that action of taking the thought, putting it to their hands, getting it on paper, and speaking these really kind words over themselves. Other things that you could have them say are, "I can do very hard things," because let's be real, some things feel very hard, very, very, very hard, worse than just the basic hard. "I can trust myself and will do my best." "I am not and do not need to try and be perfect.
I'm created exactly how I'm supposed to be. I am a hard worker, and I am proud of myself. So any of those types of affirmations and just the self-talk that they really need that's going to energize them and give them that extra lift in that department of just positivity that they need, that is what we really want to focus on. Now, I always will say that when it comes to these affirmations and self-talk, I should really be saying these for myself daily, and maybe you feel like you can too. So doing this with your students, really thinking about what is it that you want to tell yourself and doing it in front of them, I think breaks down some barriers of embarrassment and just really feeling like, okay, you're letting me in on something that's important and special that you might be struggling with, which is why you're giving yourself an affirmation. So therefore, I can do that same thing too. But continuing this positive talk is going to give them that boost in the right direction for sure. And what I really love about some of these strategies is that just thinking ahead to next school year or future school years, 5 school years from now, you can start doing these things from day one and imagine where your students will be having that consistent and that regular practice with all of these strategies from the beginning. The last thing that I want to touch on today is centered around the word environment. I want to share 3 big takeaways that I really feel helped myself along with helping my students who I identified as having testing anxiety. The first thing that I found that was necessary for this shift to occur was encouraging open discussion and dialogue. For these students, they really do need a safe place where they can feel comfortable discussing their anxieties, their fears, and their struggles. They also need a place where they can openly remain honest, share tips with each other, open up about, oh, that happened to me and this is what I did or this is what I tried and maybe you can try it too, as a way to support one another. And this safe place environment is your classroom. Take the necessary time to talk about anxiety and what their big feelings are when it comes time for a test. And if they are fully aware of what their bodies are doing in response to that test, what their heads are doing, their hands are doing, their breathing is doing, their heart rate is doing, then they can better be in control. They can better stabilize those emotions to follow by putting coping strategies and mechanisms in place. So having that open discussion and dialogue is the one way that you're going to get that verbal confirmation. But it's also going to be a way for them to get that support from everyone around them once they know that this is actually happening. Another big takeaway that I had is normalizing the test-taking experience. This is crucial because this raw, honest truth really allows students to feel seen and it allows them to feel heard. Students will be able to see that this very thing really has happened before to other people, and maybe it even happened to you as well. You will want to think about the different stories and the different examples that you can share of how everyone experiences some level of nervousness during tests or even during other really, really, really big important things, and how it can be managed successfully. Hearing the examples allows them to feel normal and not to feel isolated, and it also gives them the tools and some ideas and some next steps that they can try. The validation is what your students need. This is real. It's happening to me, and I need support. To support them, something outside of what we have already mentioned and talked about can be to role play test day. You will make it a goal to simulate the test day experience with the sole purpose of demystifying the process and reducing fear of the unknown. And in your case, this may include practicing writing under timed conditions. You can also cover the protocol for what your body can do if there are only 5 to 10 minutes left on the clock. You can think about deep breathing and ways that you can refocus. Then you can be able to execute a best fit game plan to finish as best as possible. role-playing how to incorporate breathing exercises, stretching, and mindfulness practices at their seats can also be done during this role-play time, and that internal positive self-talk can happen there as well. The whole premise behind role-play is to be able to model what something can look like, sound like, and to let students know that they can be able to do those same actions on their own independently. I hope that this episode brings awareness to mental health issues connected to testing and ways that you can support your students if you happen to start identifying some of these signs, some of these signals that are just letting you get that internal feeling that anxiety might be the culprit. The tools provided can be a layer of support given to help students manage their anxiety leading up to and during testing. By addressing test anxiety directly, you are going to be able to far better support your students and help them feel more confident and to perform to the best of their abilities. As always, if you have any questions, feel free to reach out to me on Instagram at the Literacy Dive or through email. Until next time, keep diving into literacy. Thank you so much for tuning in today. Be sure to click that follow button so you never miss a new episode. And if you are enjoying what you hear, please consider sharing this podcast with a friend. Until the next episode, we can hang out over on Instagram at the Literacy Dive, and you can search the Daily Writing Disguise in your web browser to dive into a stockpile of creative writing activity collections created by me with student engagement in mind. For literacy resources and support, you can search The Literacy Dive on TPT. I'll catch you in the next episode.